just a couple more. Thanks for having me, Rob. This is surreal and wonderful being up here on the other side of the podium with something to share other than a bag of weed. This is the title poem for my book, The Singers I Prefer. The singers I prefer are the ones who have to struggle. Famously, there is Bob Dylan and Robert Plant, who might have sung lower but didn't. And now there is this Beth Orton, who seems to be singing through a wall. Through a wall? I would really like to get this right. Granted, the perfect voices on the radio today singing the Ode to Joy made me cry, but I was thinking, in between the floating, the deep hunger of dream memories, of deaf Beethoven locked in his smelly room, Beethoven, who probably never had a woman groan his name in the clutch, scribbling each note at an audience of clefts and inkwells. It was after her face had been scarred in the accident, when her mouth would only open on one side, when it tasted of acrid medicines and something death-like, that I saw for the first time how beautiful M was, how damn funny, if not through a wall, then through some almost crippling pain, the kind that threatens to blot out all the sweetness, even the bursting through of 100 ecstatic voices in a pickup truck in Bangor, Maine, in a snowstorm after a long sadness.